Text Boomer Rhett and Ryan right now on the ATB Financial Text Line. 960-960. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
I'll be home for
hell's bells. She shook me all night long.
Can we do that tomorrow?
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Is this bumming you out?
No, I love this. I don't know what it is about this Christmas. For some reason, this year, I'm very excited for Christmas. Maybe it's early.
I tell you what.
Rock and roll.
Will you
ain't noise.
Close mic, please.
Pollution.
Tell me, Pinder.
The boys have reinvigorated my
love and
my passion for Christmas.
Nice.
I was always like, meh, lights, meh, Christmas tree, meh, music. Little guys, I'm all fired up now. It's like nice. They got to learn their Christmas carols.
I'm so excited.
We're driving around at night, and you can hear them ooing at the houses with all the lights. Yeah. You got to get ours up.
Have you been to the zoo lights?
It's pretty chilly. They
too
canceled
cold.
It the other night.
I know.
We'll go.
I've never been. I'm wondering if this is something I need to participate in.
Oh, for sure.
In.
And slide a little Baileys
Who's
into your
guy?
Coffee and make the better half drive.
I don't know who that is.
Why is he in here?
I'm not sure.
Are we fired? I should be fired.
There's someone Pinder,
you're a little hard on yourself. You're lying.
Now, Jay, more details. How old is your boy?
He was 3 in March.
So where's he at in terms of recognition and knowing what's going on?
He's all over it at this point.
Yeah?
It's clicked, yeah. He's very excited. I'm very excited for him.
Yeah. It does. It changes. It's a life changer. We bitch about kids all the time, but it's actually...
There's the odd moment where they're actually enjoyable.
Yeah.
Plus that elf keeping him on best behavior.
Yeah, that stupid elf. He got into my mixed nuts the other day.
Oh, gross.
Just spilled them all over the place. That little son of a...
Does he pay rent at least?
And chocolate and marshmallows at our house.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Pinder, I want to ask you, what
hey,
about
Rhett?
These Golden Knights?
What
like,
about
what
them?
Kind of debacle they got going on over there?
What do you mean?
Well, the trademark, their name, they can't have the name.
Is that what's happened now?
Did you hear that? There is a college in the States, the St. Rose Cathedral Golden Knights or something or other.
Why
the U.S. patent has said, no,
maybe,
sir.
Maybe if you'd have gotten out of bed before the crack of 8.
There's like 10,000 NCAA teams called the Huskies, and we have problems with duplicating the
I'm
Golden
just
Knights.
Just saying.
They'll figure it out.
I was even but shocked yeah, the they... London Knights was an issue. Why wouldn't you just be able to call them the Knights? Like, we have all kinds of different sports with the same team name.
It's
like,
the...
did the Giants in baseball and football go at each other with lawsuits?
The College of St. Rose Golden Knights.
No
They're
one's heard
a,
of them.
Elite Army parachute team, been dubbed the Golden Knights since 1962. They've set more than 350 world records and have performed more than 16,000 shows around the world. And the U.S., whatever they are, what is it here? The Trademark Office, U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has rejected the trademark.
I just feel like it's something, if you were doing this, you'd have looked into.
Well, that's why they had, took so long to find out which knights you thought.
And then
denied.
Because it went off without a hitch when they finally did announce it.
But make sure whatever you do, don't call them something gambling related.
Right.
Because that, like the Aces, don't call them that.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to encourage gambling in Vegas. No one would ever go to
they
Vegas
gamble
to
in
gamble.
Vegas?
Wait a minute. Are there casinos in Vegas?
It's the gambling capital of the world?
If it hadn't been... for that hockey team, I'd have had no idea.
Didn't realize it.
Now that they named them the Aces, I got a hankering to get to the table, though. Don't you just cut a check here when you've already spent $500 million to get a franchise?
Yeah,
you could
I'll
drop some crumbs down to this parachute team. Hey, guys, you want some new planes? Go away.
Please have snow. Go to Spruce Meadows. They have a bunch of lights put up there.
Yeah, I've
nice.
Done that. I've done that.
Do you drive through or do you walk through? How does that one work?
You can do both. They have right. different things, but, you know. So, before we do sports select picks, we got Jason Lackenford at 820. What happened this morning?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I get in here.
Are you sick?
For those
no,
that,
I feel really good.
For those that missed it, I get in at about 4 o'clock, and usually somewhere between 4... 425 and 435, 440.
The Pinda Wheelhouse.
This one comes walking in. And today I was busy doing something. And then I heard the door open, and it was Jay. So I looked, it's like 5 o'clock.
Ooh.
Which then it's like, that's pretty rare that Jay beats Pinder. Waited a little bit, then sent the text, sent another text, tried text and WhatsApp, our mode of communique. And then DeForest, at the very end, it's like, geez, do I have to call him? Jay didn't even know how to get the phone to work on his phone.
Where's my phone?
He's like, how do I use the phone on my phone?
Do people still call people?
Where's this dial pad?
That's how out to lunch we are.
Hey, my WhatsApp, Snapchat right here. Where's my phone?
How do I phone?
No, do I want a video conference? I got a button right here. No,
it's in your hand. No.
So the problem is, like, you put your phone on silence. Otherwise, you're getting emails throughout the night and all that. Like, I just have the alarms going on. I bet you, because I remember setting the alarms, they went off. I probably just hammered snooze and went right back down, which isn't abnormal. I just didn't get back up.
But there was no, at like 4:30.
Apparently not.
4:40.
I don't remember.
5.
I'm
5:15.
Like a hammered bear out of the den after hibernation when I wake up. Like I couldn't do simple math.
So what time was the, what did it say on your phone when?
6:36. And I'm like, whoa, dear. Oh, no. No.
Like, wow.
That's a good.
And that's 3 hours after the first alarm probably went off and I hammered snooze. 3 hours.
Three hour.
You just got to give your body what it needs, Pinder.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I was watching Narcos last night because no flames on, no football. Having an unreal dream under canopy jungle, had a laboratory going, making pretty good money. Business was good, man. Hey. I'll tell you that. We had some fun.
Can't leave.
Hey, Pablo, give me some more.
When you're on a heater, you can't leave.
Can't leave on a heater. Like, I'm not waking for this. It's getting good.
So well done. I mean, I've worked with some guys.
Well, didn't Walker have one where he
not like
he had
that
one day? Didn't he was one where he said he was going to come in so late. You told him not even to come in. Wasn't that it?
There was one. Maybe it was about 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
but he was brand new at doing the shift.
Okay,
so he wasn't in that sleep cycle yet. But good for you, man. That's if you're gonna do it.
And honestly, if we had to handicap it, it would have been in the last year when
the
boys
were
waking up
for sure.
And the twins would have been brand new last year this time.
And Jay and I are talking.
3 years, and I'm well slept and I feel good. I had a big nap yesterday.
We're talking about it. It's like, well, we don't want to say anything on the air. A,
no, you probably should.
A, because what if something's truly wrong? And B, there's kind of a professional guy code. You don't sewer the other guy.
Until you know he's alive.
This guy here is dead.
Kersh will ask, hey, what time did he get in? On time. Yeah, on time, 8:30. No, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
8:30 is on time, right?
And then when I'm doing the trending nows and the Pinder report.
Yeah, tough to miss.
Tough to slide that under the carpet.
I didn't know whether I should listen on the way in or not. I was like, I'm probably just getting 2x4 over the head here.
I don't like to beat people when they're down.
I heard the stew comment. I felt good about that.
We don't do that on this show.
No.
When you're down, we don't kick you.
We're here to lift you up.
Drop you.
Lift your spirit.
Here's a life jacket. Whoops, was that an anchor?
8:14, now it's time to get into the Sports Select Picks.
Boomer, Warner, and Pinder Sports Select Picks. Brought to you by Sports Select. You've got your game day ritual. Snacks, bevvies, buddies. Now all you need is the bet. Play pools, pro-line, or props with Sports Select.
Boys, I got a doozy for you.
Do ya?
A real Jim Dandy.
Are you going back to the hardwood?
I've got a couple hardwoods in there. First of all, the Raps never lose at home.
Hmm? What's that?
The Raps never lose at home. We the North gonna crush the T-Wolves. So I got the Raps. Golden State just doesn't lose.
That's Andrew Wiggins coming home, the Canadian,
in
by
Utah.
The way.
Are you kidding me? Utah? Blech. Golden State. I got the Raps. I got Golden State. There's a big game on tonight, Pinder. Oakland, KC.
It's going to be unreal.
10-2, 9-3.
Cold weather, wind blowing.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a tie to me.
Sure does.
Got the tie in the Thursday nighter. Vancouver, don't like you. Losing to Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay.
No sweat.
Calgary, don't let me down now.
Careful.
I'm taking you because I want to be supportive.
No, can they start either goalie and you'll be happy here? Or because you're
better
than
be Johnson.
All right. That's what I was asking.
And L.A., Carolina. Carolina played last night, blew the game.
Ugh.
They won't do it again.
Damn.
L.A.'s going to win. $100. Wait for it now.
Jeez.
Yeah.
$3,732 coming home.
All right, I'm
breakfast of the week.
I'm going to trim it a little bit because I'm with you. I think there's some good money out there. I'm doing my $25 bet because I feel like that's maybe a little bit more in the wheelhouse of people who are listening.
No, not all $20 million career earnings in the NHL.
So I'm going $25.
All right, well, I can bet 25. Just wait now. 25 wins me 933.
No, you can do 100. It's perfect.
I'm doing 100.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I just added another game.
Ooh.
I'm doing a 5-pick. No, I'm doing a 6.
Oh, wow. I'm going
all out now.
Obscenely wealthy.
All right. Bruins at home to Colorado. Colorado stinks. Bruins played last night, but I don't care. They will win at home over the Avalanche.
I like the sound.
Colorado is last in the NHL.
Yeah. St. Louis.
Iggy's back in Boston.
I understand.
Is he going to get his 6th point of the season?
St. Louis Blues are on a roll. They're in New York to play the Islanders. They're playing 220. I'm going to take the St. Louis Blues. Philadelphia home to Edmonton. Flyers cruising. Flyers at home.
Ooh.
Pittsburgh's in Florida. The Panteros are a mess.
Rowe.
Dave Rowe does not have that team going. Give me the Penguins.
I'm Dave Rowe.
Gonna take the Jetsos at home against the Rangers.
Shocker. I don't like that one at all.
And the Flames in Arizona to beat the Coyotes. My 6-pick ticket on a $25 bet wins me $2,000.
Oh, baby! Scores!
Get rid of that Jetson.
Rhett, you're going to call me a copycat, but I would say great minds think alike.
Yes.
This Thursday Nighter has tie written all over it. Love it. Low scoring. Get a kicker. Don't be missing kicks. And what, 3 seconds left? Someone's got a long one.
Come on, Carlos Santos!
Here we are.
Sebastian David Mikowski!
3.340 for the tie. I'll take that. Here's another one. Tampa Bay just rolling right now. Suddenly tied for the division lead with Atlanta.
They're awesome.
They're hosting New Orleans. It's in Tampa. I am absolutely going to take Tampa there. I have no qualms about that. You think Mike Evans is going to pile up some points?
Jameis Winston.
Against that to New Orleans secondary? Yeah, he is. Elsewhere, bad game alert. Houston, Indianapolis. 6-6 clubs. Nobody's really good. Ugh. Indy's a little better. A little better. 160 at home. And I will take San Diego. Oh, see, every time I bet on them, bet on them,
over. He's doing it.
In Carolina because Cam Newton didn't jump on that damn ball, no. Right? And they are awful. $20. $554.90.
It's not bad.
It's 4 games. That's it. That's all I need.
Looking at the NFL, just before we finish this. The Rams score no points, right?
Never.
Atlanta scores a lot of points.
Tons.
6.5?
Where is it?
It's in L.A.
Yeah. Atlanta should crush them, like, should destroy them.
I feel like L.A. is better than we give them credit.
Jeff Fisher got a new extension.
There you go.
Really good coach.
Yeah.
7-9 every year.
Good things are coming.
So there you go. That is your Sports Select Picks. Easy to do, my friends. All you need to do, go to your local lottery retailer. They'll have all the sheets, everything there. Put a little bid in. Makes the games a whole lot more exciting with your Sports Select Picks.
Yeah.
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 Lindros and Solani came into the league the same year. Just see that on the TV. And Solani had 23 goals at this mark. Lindros had 21. And we're all excited about Lonnie at 17.
Old Lonnie Chisholm.
Lonnie Chisholm. J-E-T-S. You know what? You just jinxed yourself. Yes. Because you beaked me.
Is he betting on the Jets tonight?
Yes.
Oh,
with the Rangers in town.
Rangers on a road trip.
Yeah.
Rangers haven't been that good lately.
They're good.
Nash is out.
Is not the difference for the Rangers. Are you kidding me?
That's very true.
Follow-up question for Ask Rhett.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rhett, will you take a picture with my cow while I wait for the waterer to thaw?
What's going on with that water?
We'll come back with Jason Lack and Forrest, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The ATB Financial Text Line is ready for you. Text your comments to 960-960. ATB Financial. Tell us how your squad celebrates hockey, and you could win $1,000. Details at ATB.com. Boomer and Warner in the morning. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
828, don't want to waste any time. Before the top of the hour, the Pinder Report, a little what you want to talk about. And right now, our NFL insider, Jason Lockenfora. Before we get into the football, Jay, I understand the Orioles don't want Jose Bautista. Fans don't like him. He's not going to Baltimore.
I told you guys. The Toronto guys, your sister station in Toronto, they had me on. You know, I'm on there every week, too, and they had me on there, like, 3 weeks ago, they're telling me there's all these rumors that they want Bautista. I'm like, I don't know where that's coming from. It must be his agent. Because nobody in Maryland wants anything to do with that cat. And when a GM of a team comes out and says that, that's a pretty strong coffee.
Yeah.
You know, to go on the record and be like, yeah, we wouldn't even engage in a dialogue with that scoundrel because he's public enemy number one in the city we play in. I like it. That's good stuff.
Yeah, it's good for the fan base for sure.
See where he ends up.
Let's get to football. Want to talk about this Thursday nighter. We talked about it earlier.
I'm excited.
There's been some dogs, and yeah. I can't wait for this one.
I feel like I should have some eggnog in my hand right now.
Yeah, well, we're getting into it.
You guys are really feeling the Christmas spirit today. Yeah, I like it.
Well, it's really...
Sitting here looking at our Christmas tree. Hey, I'm with you.
Check the weather in Calgary.
Big game tonight. Yeah. Big game tonight. I'm, as someone who covers the entire league and a neutral observer and has to watch all these games... Oakland has been a joy to watch. Dallas is probably right there with them, but week in, week out, they've been the most fun team in the league to just watch. I mean, they need to be wild and crazy, and, you know, they've had their fourth quarter finishes. They've had games where they score 24 straight, and then the other team scores 28 straight, and then, you know, last man holding the ball wins. Derek Carr is right there. With me, it's him and Matthew Stafford. Neck and neck for the MVP award. I would put Brady and Prescott a notch below them. And it's a great rivalry. I mean, this is a rivalry that stood the test of time. And I can't remember the last time these two teams have played and it actually matters. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the Thanksgiving Redskins-Cowboys. Like, there's some years where one team's good. There's some years where the other team's good. Most years, neither team's good. I mean, the Raiders haven't been good since 2002. So... You know, I mean, they haven't finished higher than third in the AFC West since 2002, which is the last time they finished above 500, and is also the last time they went to the playoffs. So to have this game on a national stage with an MVP, you know, with a potential defensive player of the year and MVP on Oakland side, and probably, I think, the coach of the year too, and then the guy who I think would be the runner-up for the coach of the year, and to have a former defensive player of the year and Justin Houston on the other side now back healthy, and Jeremy Maclin coming back for this game. The way both these teams won even just 4 days ago, it sets up really well. Now watch it be, 7-6, but I think it'll be a good game.
I do too. I think it's kind of amazing what Andy Reid is doing in Kansas City because he does not have a Hall of Fame quarterback. Their run game, they're always onto the backup runner by week one or two.
Yeah.
What they've been able to do there, even going back to last year, is really impressive.
Well, I mean, it's fair to say their best player on offense has 12 touches all year. I believe that's what Jamal Charles had, something like 7 runs and 5 receptions. That was his season.
Yeah.
Their best player on defense didn't come back until, week 12 or 13? Justin Houston's played 2 weeks now. So what is this, week 14? He came back week 11 or 12. They lost. Alex Smith was out for a game or two. You know, you had Nick Foles come in, win a game, start the game the next week. And they just keep chugging along. They don't beat themselves. They don't ask guys to do more than they can. Andy Reid knows how to manage people. He knows how to manage expectations. And they've got some great stories there. I mean, Eric Berry, I mean, can you be the comeback player of the year 2 years in a row? You know what I mean? I mean, if you literally, beat leukemia, then have the year he had last year, and then get stuck with the franchise tag, the team won't pay you long term, come back and then do this. I mean, I don't know, but it's pretty amazing what's going on there. And we'll see. I would just keep an eye on special teams tonight. Janikowski is one of the few kickers in this league not to miss an extra point yet, and he's been very, very good. And on the other side, Dave Tobe, I think, is the best special teams coach in the league and someone who I think if someone hired him as a head coach, he could be a John Harbaugh. You know, John Harbaugh was a nobody special teams coach with the Eagles before he became, you know, Super Bowl-winning John Harbaugh with the Ravens. The fake punt they called last week, the way that they're involving more speed and more deception in their special teams, I just wonder if they've got a trick up their sleeve tonight. You know, some kind of a kooky onside kick, or a fake punt, or a fake field goal. I wouldn't be shocked if that played a role in this game.
Do we? Does the weather do anything? We love watching the cold games with, you know, you can see guys on the line breathing. I mean, it's great for TV, but does that affect the way you look at this thing?
You know, it's weird. I was talking to a scout last week, texting him during the game the Chiefs played in Atlanta, obviously on a fast track and a dome. You know, and they've got this Wilson kid. They got a couple of these young receivers in the hall. You know, he had the 3 touchdowns a week ago. All different ways, right? Catch, running, return game, reception, rushing touchdown. They've kind of become, and now with Macklin back, they've kind of become a smaller, quick twitch acceleration team. But they play on the, you know, they play in Arrowhead, which isn't a particularly fast surface. I mean, that's almost a team where, like, if they had to go into an Indianapolis in the first round of the playoffs as a wild card, boy, they're almost kind of built more for the dome, you know, than maybe the Colts are, with just this influx of speed, and especially with Houston back now and D Ford back, you've got two speed rushers off the edge. You know, it's kind of interesting. I almost feel like their home field advantage, and look, it's a great home field advantage in many, many ways. Those fans are nuts. They're completely into it. Arrowhead's one of the best game day experiences in the league by far. But in terms of the actual playing surface, I almost feel like if they were on a synthetic surface in a dome, they'd be even more explosive.
Looking ahead to Sunday night, Giants, Cowboys, that's got the fanfare to it. You think of Odell, and now you've got this Cowboy team, which I don't know. Outside, we had our local quarterback here in the Canadian Football League, and we asked him this morning, take the Patriots out of the equation, and if you had to put money down, who are you picking for a Super Bowl favorite? And he said either Raiders or the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Do you see it the same way?
I mean, I do. I mean, I think I've said this in the past. I've sort of been last man on this bandwagon. You know, there's been, for about 3-4 straight weeks, I'm like, Cowboys are going to lose this week, Cowboys are going to lose this week, Cowboys are going to lose this week. And then they beat the Ravens, they beat the Steelers, they beat the Redskins. They barely beat the Vikings. But they beat them. And now they've got a nice long break here. It almost feels like they're coming off a bye because of the back-to-back Thursdays. And the Giants, to me, are a reeling team. I didn't believe in the Giants. Their 6-game winning streak, I thought, was a little bit of fool's gold. Now you take Jason Pierre-Paul out of the equation as well. I just don't know if the Giants are ready for prime time. We'll find out. The interesting thing with Dallas is they're about a week away from having almost nothing to play for. Like, if Green Bay beats Seattle this week and Dallas wins, and let's say Detroit loses, I'm trying to think how quickly they could wrap up the number one seed. You know, they've already clinched the playoffs. I mean, I would tend to think with some tiebreakers this week, they certainly could clinch the division and probably no worse than a 2 seed, depending, again, on what happens with Seattle and a couple of these other teams. So, you know, how do they handle that sort of success, and how do they handle that scenario, which they've never really been in, right? They've always kind of needed, when they have had the playoff years, more or less kind of claw their way in, playing all those NFC East games in December with everything on the line. But I mean, it's hard. How do you not like Dallas? I mean, I don't know how you. I mean, they've won 11 straight games. I mean, they're doing something right.
How hard is it to do that? I mean, to win 11 straight.
It's incredibly hard. It's incredibly hard. The league is built. I mean, they want. I mean, the whole construct of this league is any given Sunday. That's how the rules are set up. That's the way the draft works. That's the way the salary cap works. That's the way the scheduling process works. You know, the salary cap, free agency, all that stuff. You know, they want every game to go down to the wire. They want everybody to be between, you know, 7-9 and 9-7 and in the playoff hunt come week 15. So to go off on a run like that to where they clinched, I mean, they clinched on Sunday. They hadn't played in 4 days. You know what I mean? Like, to clinch that early And to do it in that manner, I mean, there's to be at either extreme in this league, to be the Patriots or to be the Browns, it takes an exceptional amount of work, either for the positive or to the negative, to be that good or that bad for such a prolonged stretch of time.
How about Titans and Broncos on Sunday? I'm fascinated by this one because the Titans are one of those 3-6, those 3-6-6 teams in the AFC South, and the Broncos, I mean, whoever wins tonight is going to likely win the AFC West. They're scrapping just to get in at 8-4.
Yeah, and then, you know, they're getting Tennessee coming off a bye, and Tennessee is a physical football team, one of the best young offensive lines in the league that nobody talks about. People talk about Dallas's offensive line. They finally started talking about Oakland's. Boy, Tennessee's done a hell of a job. They're two young tackles. Luan and Conklin are both pretty beastly. They can run the heck out of the football. We know that. Marcus Mariota in the last 8 weeks is something like 21 touchdowns and two or three interceptions. They're legitimate. They are, in so much as they're somewhat limited. They're not, you know, they're not a team that's going to go into January and beat four straight really good football teams. But on their day, they can compete, especially if they're able to play with a lead and run the football down your throat. I mean, Denver needs Trevor Siemian in the worst way possible. There have been some split minds in that building about maybe this thing could take off if Lynch got a shot because of his athleticism, his ability to stretch the field, his ability to run all those bootlegs and, you know, be as athletic and strong as he is in that Kubiak offense. Well, the two times he's played this year, he has not been remotely looked like an NFL starting quarterback. To the point where they thought originally maybe we can keep Siemian in his boot for 10 days, have him miss a couple of games, and then really feel good about the final three. Now it's like we got to get Siemian some reps this week because even a limited Trevor Siemian with the shoulder and the foot is better than Paxton Lynch at this stage. So yeah, they badly need Trevor Siemian back because, to your point, as good as Denver's been overall, it's an uphill battle. And that's with the way Baltimore's playing and the way Pittsburgh's playing, and Miami's still, and they got emasculated last week, but record wise they're still in the hunt. You know, Denver can't afford to lose a couple of games in a row, or they could be on the outside looking in.
Jay, as always, thank you, man. We'll talk to you on Monday. Enjoy tonight. Enjoy the weekend.
You got it, guys. Enjoy the eggnog.
SportsCent 960's NFL insider Jason Lacanfora, brought to you by Shanks. Thursday Night Football tonight at Shanks North and Shanks South has the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the visiting Oakland Raiders, featuring 550 Bud Light mugs and half-price chicken wings. Shanks Sports Grill, your NFL headquarters in Calgary.
840, Pinder Report. Mm-mm. And what you want to talk about coming up, some Flames news to start things off in the Pinder Report. They made a call to the farm. We'll tell you about it next. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Text 960-960 to send your message direct to Boomer, Warriner, and Pinder. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly.
Did you pick this?
I did not.
I had a different artist, but Jay called the audible. We were doing the Mitchells' Miracle Day. Bo Levi and his wife Madison were in this morning. Are you a fan of the
love it.
The Frank?
Yes.
So good, right?
Really good.
Tonight,
makes me want to eat steak, sorry.
Why does it make you want to eat?
Because they always have them playing in the steakhouses, like the old classic steakhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
I think things make you want to eat steak.
Yeah.
I think just steak walking around makes you want to eat steak.
Would you like the twice bake?
Well, did I tell you last year when we went to Vegas on our annual Vegas getaway? Went to the Golden Steer restaurant,
yeah.
Which is where he and a lot of the Rat Pack guys would go, middle of the night, their shows were done at the Sahara or wherever they were, the Sands, and they'd go to the Golden Steer and have a big steak, and they had the corner booth. And now you can reserve...
I took my pants last night.
You can reserve the
corner booth?
I see you're sitting in the chairman of the board's booth tonight. That's correct. The big, puffy, old school...
Oh, you're big time, boob.
It was great. Crushed steak.
Are you going back?
Yeah.
Oh.
Tell Kirsch.
Pretty quick here.
Tell Kirsch I'm going.
If I recall, it's usually like within moments of getting a brand new year of vacation. He gone.
Yeah, that's about right.
3 weeks off in November, 2 in December. Let's get going here.
Shush.
No.
Coyotes, Flames, tonight. On your radio, 6 o'clock warm-up, 7 o'clock puck drop. Is it going to be Johnson? Is it going to be Elliott?
It better be Johnson.
Ryan?
We don't know. Not confirmed. I would like to see Johnson. I would understand them going to Elliott, but if they go to Elliott and lose, just expect the walls to come tumbling down. Mm. Like, Rhett will be furious. He's gambled on them tonight.
Well, again, so you're trying to give him a soft one?
No, and that's the thing. You can't.
You're not in a spot.
The way they've played against the worst teams in the league, you can't be doing that. The way they've played Buffalo, et cetera.
What's the circumstance under which he plays again?
Just back to back when Johnson's tired and doesn't play well.
Until he falters.
If they go to Elliott, it better be because Johnson needs a little rest. They should not be trying to get Elliott going.
Well,
they should be trying to win
games. That would be why they would put him in. Oh, we got to get him going. No.
So
no,
do you
don't.
So what if you go Elliott Saturday against the Jets? Then no. Johnson can get a full 5 days.
Why would you want 5 days? That's way too
what
much.
What does he need 5 days on?
I'm
you
just
need
saying,
to win
if you
hockey
want to
games.
Them.
You're crazy. Christmas is coming.
I didn't say I believed it. I'm throwing it out there.
You get 12
You're
days
crazy.
Of, 12 days of Christmas.
I have a pair of Guns N' Roses tickets.
GNR?
Yeah.
Wow.
Vince Neil.
Apparently they're going
Tommy
to,
Lee.
Apparently they're going to Regina as well.
Nikki Sixx,
Bryan Adams.
Everybody else you've come to know and love from Guns N' Roses. Commonwealth Stadium, August 30th, outside red.
Hot.
Oh, she shook me all night long. Oh,
love Jenna.
All right, text line. Here's how we're doing it, you dopes. Tell me what song this set of lyrics is from. Because this way it's going to be a Guns N' Roses
Are you
fan.
Singing this?
No, oh, I'm reading it.
Sing it.
No.
Why?
Because I'm not...
You're angelic.
Sing it or don't do it.
Because then I'm not doing it.
Do it right or don't
do it. It's time now for the Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report for Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook Mall.
You really called me on that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You sure showed me.
Well, I guess he's not singing, Jay. Good work.
DeForest has been on me for 4 days. Would you give away these tickets already? Just give them away. And he opened his little trap there for half a second, hey? And now it waits till Friday. With the Pinder Report.
Or Monday.
It's Ryan Pinder with the Pinder Report. Good morning, Ryan.
Oh, boys, we got a gem of a sports day on tap. Flames will be looking for 5 in a row and perhaps the best Thursday nighter in the history of Thursday nighters. Could it be true? Well, it's the script we're hoping for in frigid Kansas City, Missouri. Get a couple screens going, Rhett. Maybe a little pip. Pitcher and pitcher. Stay in. No need to freeze your tail off. And maybe some eggnog. Perhaps pop a little corn, Rhett.
Kettle corn. Oh, I love kettle corn.
Oh, me too.
Flames in Arizona looking for 5 in a row. We noted lots of speculation. Maybe Lance Boma.
Delicious.
Back in the fold. Been traveling with the team. And also, keep in mind, Christopher Stieg dinged up late against Dallas. Did continue and finish the game, but grimacing. A lot of old grimace on the bench there late. He's been playing through some injuries this season. We'll see if that happens or not. And a transaction boom from the farm that you alluded to. What a tease. Tyler Wotherspoon. Spooner! Back in the fold. The other way, Brett Kulak, who wasn't playing of late. Gathering a little rust was Kulak. So the old switcheroo, and why not? As for Wotherspoon, 19 games played, 6 points, 1 goal. Steady. Third-pairing defenseman. There's your transaction. Be outraged. Get ready.
Was Kulak on your squad?
No. Yes. Yes, he was.
Wow.
He was in the fastest skater, wasn't he? I don't know.
Thanks for paying attention.
Will it be Elliott or Johnson and Net? We had the discussion.
Way to get him going.
Goudreau. Beyond that, I don't know who I had.
You wouldn't want to see the Flames treat the Coyotes as a soft touch here tonight.
Well, they had to go to overtime. At home to beat them. So.
And needed to rally, I believe. They were down 1-0, if I can recall. Wasn't it Tkachuk in that one?
Might have been.
For
Might
what?
Either way, the Coyotes are Mistletoe certainly one of the worst teams in the league. How bad are the Coyotes, Boom? Tina! It has been so long since we've heard from her. Jeez, tough times in Glendale. Not only are they ripping this team out of the Phoenix suburb, but they've watched dreadful hockey this year. Just 8 wins in 25 games. They're 20
Who's
points.
Who's watched?
Just one
Nobody's
more
watched.
Point than the Avalanche's 19. Those are your worst two teams in the NHL, and nobody else really close. In fact, if the Avs can win in Boston tonight, and they're starting Anton Khudobin, their backup, and the Coyotes fall to the Flames, the Yotes will be atop the inverse standings. Nolan Patrick, here we come.
He's hurt.
Patrick Nolan, too dinged up to play World Juniors. Jeez. As for Flames special teams, pretty good of late. 9-3-1 in their last 13. Boys cruising. Don't screw this up here. Don't get cute. I don't want to see too many roster tweaks. You're winning. Status quo is good.
Yes, winning is good.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure. Just
keep your
composure. We've got too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to just keep our composure.
Gullets.
6 o'clock pregame and 7 o'clock puck drop. Sportsnet Flames on the tube if you're watching.
No, here's the thing.
Oh,
PVR.
Boy.
Listen,
there was a
here's
little a... dig there, folks.
No, just a programming note because it's a Thursday Night Football on Sportsnet.
Listen, hush, little baby. All I right. was out.
Don't say a word.
Mock.
Yeah.
I was out and I had my stupid app on my phone and there were two channels that said Flames and whoever the hell they played the other night.
That would be Dallas.
And you'd click to record on one and it said Rangers versus Islanders. No, that's not it. So you go back to the main menu. Oh, they're Flames. Click on it. Devils and Oilers. No, that's not the one I want.
What's going on here?
So there was no...
Well, it's a good story.
Great story.
Elsewhere in the NHL last night.
Now to Kadri. Back to Gardner. Shot blocked. He gets another whack at it. Sent it in. Blocked again. Chipped at it. Trying to get it along the boards. 5 seconds
I blame Telus.
It's going to clear to center ice.
It was my Telus app.
Because
then I got home.
Devin Dubnyk and with the game. Both hands up in the air to
Thank you, Jay. Turn that
here.
Mic off.
Listen, you
that.
Sons of bitches. I'm going to go crazy in here.
Devin Dubnyk holding the fort last night as the Wild heavily outshot in Toronto. And Bruce Boudreaux saying, hey, if old Doobie played here in the center of the universe, there'd be hell holding parades for this guy every day.
If someone's pretty Toronto, cocky for no showing Carey up Price. At 8 in the morning. Have you
I'm
noticed?
I'm just saying media-wise. If he was in Toronto, there would be no Carey
that's
Price.
That's a what's a what's a?
I'm just saying.
I got to talk over it again?
Would you call would you call him Rolly?
Rolly could be, yeah.
Roll
yeah,
me,
yeah.
Huh?
I think so.
You get it?
No.
Rolling doobies. Okay. Thursday Night Football. Roll great me. Looking game on tap tonight. Oakland is 10-2.
Good story.
Kansas City is 9-3. One of the two losses the Raiders have had this year. Kansas City. And this one's in Kansas City.
Ooh, -7 in Kansas City right now as we speak.
-10 and wind tonight. Ooh, this should be great. Kansas City favored by 3.5, believe it or not.
Dolphins.
You win this game, you're winning the division. Kansas City will move into a tie, but will have won both games head-to-head, so essentially a one-game lead. If Oakland wins, you are two games ahead. You split the tiebreaker.
What you're saying is making
sense. Want to rock and roll
Sportsnet
night.
West tonight, 6 o'clock. As for the Calgary Hitmen, they fought off a slow start to beat the Blades 4-3 last night. That's two in a row! In the tuner, they win.
How hard is it to beat the Blades?
Well, in the tuner.
Down 2-0 with less than 10 minutes into the game. So,
did you know they're
for
also going to Regina?
AHL Heat, 3-1 win over the Charlotte Checkers. Don't look now, but the AHL affiliate of the Flames in top spot in their division.
Woo!
Selling out.
Cruising. They've been really good. In fact, they've earned 7 of possible 8 points in the last 4. Looking good. And, of course, the Wotherspoon call-up.
Yeah, man.
Stockton, indeed. As for the goal scorers last night, if you care, Andrew Mangiapane's got another. Matt Fratton and Lyndon Vay at a three-point night, also chipping in. And David Rittich, the goalie they brought over from the Czech, some of the best net mining numbers in the American Hockey League, despite playing less than John Gillies.
Played three games, of course.
There you are. It's your Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report for Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook Mall.
From what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies.
It's played 8 games, right?
It's time for what you want to talk about.
Talk about.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. It's Varsity Chrysler's Skate with Geo3. Purchase a vehicle from Varsity, get an autographed jersey and an exclusive skate with Calgary's captain Mark Giordano. VarsityChrysler.com.
To everybody who's coming on the text line with Guns N' Roses songs, we never did it. Dan texts in, true. Used to love her? No. No. Is it November Rain? No, no.
May as well try.
No, we never really did do it. Please stop talking over the sound bites. Was I talking over the sound bites?
You haven't shut up today for some reason. Well, I don't know what.
Trying to fill up the void I left.
Yes.
And that's makes sense.
Jesus.
Huge.
So in other words, good focus on your part.
Like, yeah.
3-hour show.
It's not easy to do.
He talks for 4.5 hours.
Rolling doobies.
good one too, by the way.
Rolling. I like it.
Would you call him Rolling?
So deep.
That'd Rolling. Be his nickname, Rolly?
Yeah.
Rolly Doobie.
Rolling.
Yeah. Man, that's pretty good.
What would you call him?
I hadn't thought about it.
Doobie?
Yeah.
Way to go.
I like how Boomer was all cheery right up until Pinder rolled in.
Yeah, it seemed to feel that way, didn't it?
Yeah, I was in pretty good spirits there. And then Bo was here. And then he comes in and starts doing the Pinder thing. And yeah, now it's bitter beer.
Don't be sad, Boom. It's the Christmas
I'm not
season.
Sad. I'm not sad. How good is Bo Levi? Can he replace that gum-chewing, sweat-pant-wearing pigeon Pinder? I bet like he wouldn't be late.
Be taking a massive pay cut if he did that.
He would be.
I don't think he's signing up for it.
For what you want to talk about, just talk anything Letterkenny. Season 2 out Christmas Day. If you guys don't know what Letterkenny is, then crawl out from under your rock.
We've talked about it on the show.
Just settle down, dude.
Yeah, I'm the coolest guy in the world because I know what Letterkenny is. Take it easy.
Yeah. We were on Letterkenny before it was even on air because Playfair is talking.
Playfair's
about
kids on it.
It's not that good.
Oh.
It's not bad.
It's fine.
Yeah. I like Playfair's kid.
Yeah, I'm not talking about
those.
His kid,
those two guys are very funny. Was Pinder on a wicked pissa last night?
I wish.
Were ya?
Went to bed nice and early. Earliest I've been.
You know what though? Don't you wish that we all had the gonads to go on a wicked pissa and just say, you know what, I'm not getting up. Sleeping in.
See, I've actually done the show without sleeping, and that was back in
I know,
days.
But that's what I'm saying. That's not brave. That's commitment. There Being brave would be saying, you know what, Kirsch, I'm not coming. I went drinking. What are you gonna do about it?
Have you ever timed out a show to 9 before? No.
Well, so you want us off the air now?
We did it.
Yeah.
I don't know why doing extra is considered a sin. We're here for you.
Went to high school with Playfair's kid, and he was an absolute dud.
Show's better then.
Ha 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 ha, signed Candace Gowdy.
Did she get a new car?
No.
She needs one.
She responded yesterday that...
Please stop bringing it up.
She felt lucky because she got to scrape the ice off the inside of her windshield.
Jeez.
Getting a new golden.
We are
getting a new golden retriever in a few weeks. What's a good name for a boy?
Bert.
Golden Knight.
I'm very fond of Buster. I like Buster for a dog. He's a good boy. I have a golden. He's a good dog.
Here we go.
Love that dog. Why do you hate dogs?
I don't hate dogs.
Who hates dogs? Why do you hate dogs?
Love dogs. Want to get a dog.
You want dead dogs. That's what you want. You want all dogs to be dead.
Well, when it's time to go, it's time to go.
You want dead dogs.
Dead deer.
Shout at the devil. That's not the song, and that's not GNR.
Good tune. Dead deers. Love Billy Idol.
Hey, Boomer, does Kirsch like your impression of him? No. No, he does not.
Can you do it?
He is not a fan.
You jumped on him today, too, eh? You're a little snippy.
On who?
Kirsch.
I thought you jumped on him, Rhett.
Absolutely.
What was I jumping on him for?
Bringing up Regina. Every time you come in here, you got to bring up
does.
Regina.
You did.
He comes in here, GNR, hey? Yeah, I got tickets. You know they're coming to Regina.
I know I'm biased, but I don't care.
We live in Calgary. No one cares. Like, no one cares.
And then Rhett was badgering him about, hey, when's breakfast?
Hey, that was an agreement. That's not badgering. I'm in it for you guys.
I just wonder if he'll ever come in the room again.
Hope you're listening.
Boom, I went up to Edmonton for meetings, pulled into a Burger Baron, met the founder. I told him how you guys were going on and on about Burger Baron for about 10 minutes. He was thrilled and gave me a voucher for 5 burgers. I feel like you deserve it. Do you want it?
Yeah, you should definitely.
You're goddamn right.
When did you come back? Why didn't you stop by the station with 5 burgers? We'd have had John. You could have sat. We could have all enjoyed a burger together.
Might be an opening hours issue there.
My girlfriend doesn't like dogs. Should I leave her? Yes.
She's going to be. Yeah, she's a weirdo.
I was a paperboy in the 60s. I hate dogs. Well, figure it out. You should know when. Don't go any further.
Turn the page, man. Got to get over that.
In the 60s?
Dogs are a damn nightmare. It's always the kids and the wife that want one. You finally give in, and then you're the damn fool at 6 o'clock in the morning taking it out.
Yeah, no. You're overlooking one thing. I'm taking the dog for a walk and gets you away from
it. It gets you away from it.
I'll tell you one thing. She's a beauty, but the dogs, I know she loves dogs. They're getting ready. Yeah.
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 Are you out of your nuts?
I got a tiger torch.
Orders a tuna fish, Sam. I mean it, Wed.
I got a tiger torch. I feel like a big tough guy when I use it, this guy says. You got to get a tiger torch.
All right,
you got to
get a tiger torch.
Tell him Malmobilia.
If you don't like dogs, you don't like humans. It's a little deep, right?
I'm not sure. That's,
good. Google it. You Google it.
Should that do it for today?
I don't know. We're having fun.
All right.
With sickly, is he a diabetes?
What's Wilson going to tell us about?
In 1952,
Elliot?
He got polio. He's dead.
And now we've ruined it. We're
Rhett, my dog needs a ride. Wags and Wheels available this morning?
Give me a call. Uber. I'm on Uber.
Sure, yeah.
Did Uber start?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Commodore.
He's a member in Washington. I spoke.
Can you guys have a show with just sound bites? Like, are we
dumb,
like close to, like, we got to be scary close to that right now.
More
you
than
dumbhead.
You dumbhead.
You dumbhead.
Shout out to my 186-pound Great Pyrenees named Ricky Bobby.
Oh,
that's a big, big,
that's
big
stepping
dog
up right there.
186?
The in-laws have a part St. Bernard, part Great Pyrenees. Giant.
Yeah.
186-pound dog?
My dog took an S twice overnight in my room. I have a dog for sale. You guys want?
Is it housebroken?
I shit my pants last night.
The song is Paradise City, Bubba. No, Bubba, I never did it. We did not do it.
Dumb, dumb.
All right, have a good... Tomorrow, Friday, we'll see you in the morning.